What we believe. Work is an eternal principle. Our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ worked to create the heavens and the earth. They created the sun, the moon, and the stars. They gathered the seas and caused the dry land to appear and the plants to grow. Then they created every living thing in the sea and on the land. See Genesis chapter 1 and Moses chapter 2. Their example shows us that work is important in heaven and on earth. See also John chapter 5 verse 17 and chapter 9 verse 4. When God created man and woman in his own image, he placed them in the Garden of Eden. See Genesis chapter 1 verses 26 and 27 and chapter 2 verse 8. Later, when they were cast out of the garden, the Lord said to Adam, "In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread." Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. From that time on, Adam and Eve worked to provide for their own needs and the needs of their children. See Moses chapter 5, verse 1. Since the time of Adam and Eve, work has been a way of life for all of us on earth. We work to provide for the physical, spiritual, and emotional well-being of ourselves and our families. Parents strive to establish homes where principles of work are taught. Giving children work assignments that fit their abilities and praising their successes help them have positive work experiences. As a result, they can develop a strong work ethic, a good attitude, and basic skills. We should also seek to find the proper balance between work and rest. 6 days a week, blessings can come to us as we remember to mix work with activities that refresh us. On Sundays, however, the Lord promises us special blessings as we obey His commandment to refrain from our temporal work and keep the Sabbath day holy. See Exodus chapter 20, verses 9 through 11, and Doctrine and Covenants section 59, verses 9 through 19. Work is a part of our Heavenly Father's plan for us in heaven and on earth. If we are righteous, we will return to live with Him. There we will continue to have opportunities to work as we help build the kingdom of God. See Moses chapter 1, verse 39. We are responsible to care for ourselves and our families. 1. Parents have a sacred duty to care for their children. See Doctrine and Covenant section 83. 2. Children will be blessed as they care for their aging parents. See 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 3 and 4 and verse 8. 3. We should help members of our extended family when possible. Blessings come to us as a result of work. 1. We strengthen our character and develop work skills. 2. We feel the joy of God's plan for us on earth. And 3. We become more prepared and self-reliant as we build a 3-month supply of food, water, and other necessities. For more information, see Gospel Principles, 2009, pages 155 through 160, and The Family, A Proclamation to the World, Liahona and Ensign, November 2010, page 129. Let man labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. End of the article, Work is an Eternal Principle.